Before we begin, we would like to thank our sponsors Noodle Tools and Audacity for sponsoring this podcast. Hello, my name is Crystal Lentz.
My name is Ms. Benson.
And we are two doctors who are also partners with the History Channel.
This podcast is called The Advancements of Medical Technology Throughout the Civil War. As stated in the title, it's about medical technology.
Also, as stated in the title, this podcast is about the medical technologies throughout the American Civil War and how they became more efficient and effective as time advanced.
It's all about medical technology and how it was both advanced and helped throughout the Civil War.
As stated in the title, this is about medical technology, which leads to many different types of medical technology being needed throughout the war. Throughout this podcast, there will be examples in medical technology mentioned, including ambulances, hospitals, anesthesia, neurosurgery, and plastic surgery. So the first important part of medical technology was the ambulances throughout the Civil War. This was innovated by Dr. Jonathan Letterman and was used to transport soldiers to hospitals to be treated after being wounded in battle. This was very important because it was needed to transport soldiers from the battlefield to the hospitals to where they'd be further treated. And also, this was a newer technology that was both advanced leading up to the Civil War and during the Civil War, because before the Civil War, ambulances were not used very often, which led them to be not very efficient and helpful anyways. And according to warhistoryonline.com, a quote states, "The new ambulance included a 750-pound wagon powered by up to four horses and carrying up to six soldiers. Compartments were added to store all the supplies needed." And again, that was from warhistoryonline.com. This quote shows that ambulances were very large and had many sections that were also very useful in transporting many soldiers, leading this to be very time efficient, because instead of going back and forth multiple times, the people who run the ambulance would only have to go back and forth a few times. Also, there are many compartments that had different uses to meet in the needs of the people, which is very important because at the time of the Civil War, there was a widespread in disease and injuries were taking place in battle as well. And this led to many different treatments being needed. So after the ambulances, the next important medical technology that was advanced is the hospitals throughout the Civil War. These hospitals were innovated as the Civil War advanced, like the ambulances, and battlefields.org states, "Of the approximately 620,000 soldiers who died in the war, two-thirds of these deaths were not the result of enemy fire, but of a force stronger than any army of men, disease." And battlefields.org stated this. This was important because it showed that disease was at the highest rate throughout the Civil War, and instead of many of the people who died being from the battle and the war itself, it was instead from disease. Also, this showed a wide need for hospitals and ambulances. And in 1990, this was the first time when hospitals were actually considered to be useful and not ineffective because there wasn't a true need for many of them before the Civil War. And there were many types of hospitals as well. And one type of hospital is the pavilion hospitals. And these treated different injuries, which led to different treatments needed because there were different treatments for different injuries and diseases. And in these hospitals, there were different sections which were used to separate the different injuries from each other because it also stopped the spread of disease. Also, this stopping and spread of disease was very important because of the wide difference in diseases. And also, WarHistoryOnline.com states, "About 150 feet long and 25 feet wide with high ceilings. They were all well ventilated, warm, and let in natural sunlight while protecting the wounded from the elements. They were so successful that by the end of the war, the design had been adopted by the public hospitals as well." And that was from WarHistoryOnline.com. And this just shows how the pavilion hospitals were set up and how they were planned out very well, which led to the public hospitals being used like this. Also, there is a Civil War doctor, which is a book stated, "The home of Mrs. Stevens near Centerville, Virginia, was used as a hospital by Union forces during the First and Second Battles of Bull Run in 1861 and 1862. And that was from the book A Civil War Doctor. And this showed that there were so many needs for hospitals that they had to start using houses to become hospitals to treat enough people. And that was the importance of hospitals throughout the Civil War. And then next, in the hospitals, people and surgeons had to do surgeries on people. And this led to the need of the anesthesia inhaler throughout the Civil War. And this was created by Dr. Julian John Chisholm, who invented this. And in 1861, it was when it first truly started to be used, because people didn't truly have much information about anesthesia and how it worked. Because before, they used a less efficient method before the inhaler was created, which was they would take a handkerchief covered in chloroform and just wave it over the patient. And a quote by warhistoryonline.com states, "The inhaler, however, only used about 1/16th of that needed for the traditional treat method. Chloroform was dripped onto a sponge and a patient breathed through a series of tubes. The chloroform mixed with air and created a more efficient anesthesia with a fraction of the product needed." And that was from War History Online. And this showed that the ideas and research per se done on the anesthesia had advanced, because this created a more both cost-efficient and efficient version and way of using anesthesia throughout the Civil War. And over time, this method was used more and more, and surgeons gained confidence and background information on the proper ways to use this, which furthered the success as well, because the success of the anesthesia was very important when conducting surgeries, because there were many surgeries that were needed to be conducted because of the diseases and injuries throughout the Civil War. And these three topics, ambulances, anesthesia, and hospitals, were very important throughout the Civil War. And Bliss would also have some topics to talk about as well.
Neurosurgery improved greatly throughout the Civil War. Head injuries began to be treated more effectively. And concussion was differentiated from concussion. Diagnosis of smaller cuts and injuries were not always exact, though. As surgery improved, experienced doctors began to write manuals to educate less experienced doctors. The head wounds were divided into incised wounds, puncture wounds, blunt injury wounds, and gunshot wounds. Each of those were analyzed separately, but the severity of injury was unknown because there is no neuroimaging. And since the severity of injuries weren't known, surgery was avoided unless it was clearly needed, because it can be dangerous. Here's the quote. "Almost immediately after the war, increased knowledge about sebumification, the development of antisepsis permitted the development of modern neurology." Another surgery that improved throughout the Civil War was plastic surgery. And it was mainly used for chest operations and facial reconstruction. They were successfully performed most of the time. It's commonly used to fix gunshot wounds and shell wounds to the face, and it was also used to attempt to repair mouth injuries and injuries to facial bones and muscles. Masks were constructed and used to cover knots areas, and dentists were established and hired by plastic surgeons to help repair damaged mouths and teeth.
That was very interesting information, Bliss. So, in general, there were many different advancements in medical technology that were highly needed, including the ambulances, hospitals, anesthesia, neurosurgery, and plastic surgery.
These medical technologies allowed for less spread of disease and more lives saved.
Also, the ideas of technology which was medical technology, expanded over time and became more efficient. And we would like to list the sources that we have gained more of our information from. Battlefields.org, as well as Behind the Lens, A History in Pictures, PBS. Also, warhistoryonline.com, as well as pbs.org, as well as nbci.nlm.nih.gov, as well as statnews.com, and civilwarvirtualmuseum.org, as well as smithsonianmag.org, and University of Alabama and Birmingham at Birmingham, and finally, A Civil War Doctor, which is a book. And we would like to thank our sponsors, Noodle Tools and Audacity, for sponsoring this podcast. My name is Crystal Lentz.
My name is Vince Beston.
And again, we are two partners with History, the History Channel, and are two doctors. And we would like to thank you for listening to our podcast, which was The Advances of Medical Technology Throughout the Civil War. Thank you.